I'm Arjun.
I'm Vishnu.
And this is Snacks for the Socially Distanced, the podcast where we give you the lowdown on all the grocery store snacks you wish you could try.
And also a few that you've probably never seen or heard of before.
As always, if you like the content, please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd.
That's the number 4, the letter T, the letter S, and the letter D.
Without further ado, here's today's snack. So I think
I fucked up. Okay, I fucked up. This is the product of an error. Maybe it'll be good. I don't want to be completely down on this product, but this is at odds with my usual food philosophy and definitely an error on my part.
You know, if anything, this could be
could change my mind.
Well, okay, I guess that could happen. That's not where I was gonna go, and not what I expect. Sure. I think this could be a lesson in food marketing.
Maybe.
Because what happened was, we bought these
from Publix.
Beyond Churros, the Daily Crave Beyond Churros original cinnamon flavored. And Vishnu bought them.
Because I love churros.
Yeah.
And I was like, Beyond Churros? That sounds like something that's even better than churros.
And just
which,
while it was,
for the record, does not apply to, for example, Beyond Meat. Which is not better than meat.
So it was just sitting on our counter, and I looked at it. I didn't really realize that it was Beyond Churros. And I was like, huh, Beyond. Like, that's kind of weird. I feel like when I think of that word now, it's just been completely co-opted by the idea of Beyond Meat, like Beyond Burgers and stuff like that. And I was like, that's funny that they use that here. And then I looked at it, and I was like, wait a second.
And on the top here, it does say grain-free and gluten-free, which I will say, it's like light gold text on a gold background.
Yeah.
Like, if the light catches it, you can't read it at all.
I also, like, there are things that are gluten-free that are, like, always gluten-free.
But churros are not one of those
churros things. Churros are not one of those
things. Churros are not one of those things at all.
But, like, sometimes I just don't think about it. I'm like, okay, like, whatever, yeah. You know. But then I looked at the back and I was like, okay. We got a grain-free blend of black beans, red lentils, potatoes, and cassava.
Not traditional churro ingredients, in case anybody was unclear on that.
Pea protein in this.
Oh, man. Pea protein. That's the stuff.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get home and have your nice hearty bowl of pea protein.
It is not... Yeah, so the description they have here is that they bake these to a crunchy perfection and fill them with a creamy, non-dairy, chocolate-flavored filling. Which is...
I just want chocolate.
Yeah,
roundabout
way of saying...
So it turns out that in the food industry, as far as I can tell, Beyond literally just has become, like, you know, a synonymous with...
Not
fake
thing. Yeah.
With fake.
It's almost like
you could just replace. You know, you could replace Beyond with fake, and your world would make more sense than it does right now.
I think
fake meat.
I think
fake churros.
I think okay, imaginary is the word that may be best described.
No, imaginary meat just sounds like it's in your head. It's
fake. No, it's like imaginary because you're supposed to be imagining that it is real meat when you eat it.
No, that's not what imaginary means. Imaginary friends are not like friends that you imagine that they're people that you imagine they're your friends. These don't exist. Imaginary
friends
things
that you imagine are real people. So this is meat or meat you imagine is real meat or churros.
No. I feel like the word imaginary implies that it only exists in your imagination.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, how about artificial?
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
But also a lot of foods are artificial that are not Beyond.
Yep, which is why fake. Fake works.
No, but those are also fake foods.
No, they're not.
They are fake foods.
How are they fake? No. Fake foods are foods that are carefully designed facsimiles of other foods.
Yeah, but those exist as
imitation
well.
Foods. Imitation meat, imitation churros works.
I think imitation is
I think imitation is good.
I think imitation
is all good. Right. Yeah. Now that we've settled that, these imitation churros... Wow, we are definitely not going to get a shout out from this brand on Instagram.
We might.
It's been happening a bit lately. I guess sometimes people just don't listen to
sometimes
the episodes.
They don't.
So maybe that'll happen again.
If you see us on a brand Instagram, listen to the episode.
Yeah, see if it was worth it or not. Because sometimes it's really not in keeping with our take in the episode. Because
like sometimes brands will reach out to us and they'll be like, oh, hey, can we push your Instagram? It's like, I mean, if you want to like shout out the fact that you're in a podcast, you can do that. But like that's not going to change the rating. Like
yeah,
the rating's
no,
already
course.
Been made.
I mean... We have a firm commitment to journalistic integrity here.
Absolutely.
Let's try these imitation churros, as I will be calling them henceforth. They don't smell very good.
I mean, they don't smell like chocolate at all.
Kind of smell bad.
Or like cinnamon, I guess.
Smell unappealing.
Yeah, I mean, it smells savory.
Smells like somebody ate chocolate and threw up. Doesn't it though? Like, it really does. I'm not even kidding. Tell me you can't.
A little bit of that, like, acidic vomit.
Yes, it really does. That was actually that was not just shade. That was an accurate description of this aroma.
God, I kind of wish we didn't know what these were before reading them.
Let's fucking do it. All right. What the fuck is this texture? This is in no way reminiscent of a churro.
Okay, so this is kind of interesting to me. So, first of all, it does not taste anything like a churro.
At all.
It also, to be fair, doesn't taste like somebody vomited chocolate.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste as bad as I thought it would.
It kind of tastes like a cereal.
I was going to taste like a cereal. There's a specific cereal that I had in mind, but I'm struggling to come up with what it is. But there is a cereal that this tastes like.
And I've had things that are like very clearly branded as chocolate and not imitation chocolate in cereals that basically taste like this.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it's not like an unfamiliar flavor. It's not like an exotic flavor. It's definitely one that like is reminiscent of various things that I've had in the past, but none of those things that like are things that I've enjoyed particularly. And yeah, I don't like it. I don't like this product, to be honest, and I want it in the trash can ASAP.
The texture is really bad.
The texture is awful. And I think, honestly, what's worse than maybe anything else about this product, which, you know, it's a long list of bad things about this product, but the worst of all might be the fact that, like, cinnamon is not a gluten product. It doesn't have any grains. I don't believe it really has any fats or, like, anything unhealthy about it. Why does this not even taste like cinnamon?
It's a good question.
Like, there's no, like cinnamon sugar would have just made it at least, like, reminiscent of a churro. And I'm assuming there's cinnamon sugar in there, but like it just doesn't taste like a churro at all.
There is what they call a churro seasoning, which is sugar, spices, salt, natural flavors, monk fruit extract.
What the fuck?
Citric acid, lactic acid.
It's literally, it says cinnamon flavored on the front. Like it doesn't taste like cinnamon.
I got a little aftertaste.
I mean, okay, there's like the vaguest aftertaste. It's like, you know, you like licked a spoon that was like used to scoop cinnamon and then rinsed. Like, maybe there's some cinnamon there, but come on. Like, this is a weak showing.
So, like, yeah, I mean, look, let's not pretend anything. This is clearly not a good product.
No, it's a terrible product.
We wouldn't recommend it anything.
We would like strongly anti-recommend this product. Don't buy this product.
It's a little bit less bad than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But it's still bad. So, I guess that's, you know, interesting.
I guess it's in. Yeah, it is. I will say it is like marginally less bad than I thought it would be. And it is like not. No, it is offensive. It's just
even, a little bit less.
Yeah, so it's like I expected to like spit it out.
Yeah.
But I managed to swallow one and have no desire to eat another.
Right.
Which is like a step above on the badness scale.
Right. Which, you know, I think a lot of times people, they know that things are bad, but they can't differentiate
how
the
bad. Yeah,
you know, it's important.
I love our bad product episode reviews. Honestly, it really lets you kind of bring the claws out.
Yeah,
and I'm a fan of these episodes. I think we don't have enough because honestly, a lot of store bought goods are better than you would expect them to be.
Also, because we try to buy stuff that's good.
Sure, but I also think on the whole, like grocery store, like shelf stable things are underrated. That's my take.
I agree.
There's a lot of good stuff out there.
I think,
especially the interesting kind of under the radar ones.
For example, I would say that I think the Japanese sea vegetable snacks were worse than this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would say so, for sure.
Those are
really actually somewhat vaguely similar in flavor, now that I think of it. I think that might, like, on the show, the closest thing in flavor was probably those. Like a very, just like a neutral, starchy flavor and like a shit texture.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, this is like a marginally better version of the Japanese sea vegetable snacks.
Yeah.
Which is saying so little, it might as well not be said.
Yeah. Don't get this.
Nope.
Don't, you know, generally...
We're going to throw it away. We're not going to finish it.
I don't think that we would recommend that you get things that are imitation things.
unless you have like a, you know, a medical or I don't know, philosophical reason for doing so.
Right. But like for the flavor, it's often not gonna like
it's gonna be worse.
You just you want, like, generally speaking, I think with food, you want the way that that dish or that food is made to be made with the taste of it as
the primary driver.
The priority.
Absolutely.
Right.
I think, like, that's how I look at things. That's the official stance of this show. Maybe that's not your stance as a listener. Maybe that's not, you know, your personal priority. In which case, you know, take that into account when listening to these reviews.
Right. But it's like, you know, in East Asian cultures, there is a long history of using tofu in dishes to make it like an actual tofu dish that, yeah, is like has historical significance and was never used as like solely a substitute for other things. In some cases, there are dishes that are used as a substitute, but like there are a lot of tofu dishes that existed regardless of the meat context. Yeah. And I think like that has a much better culinary tradition and I guess like impressiveness than a lot of, you know, soy substitution.
I mean, 100% agree.
So yeah, you know, don't get this, I guess on the packaged sweet snack scale, maybe give like a 2.
Yeah, a 2 I think is a generous but fair.
I think there are some worse things out there.
It might even be a 3. Like, there are worse things. There are plenty of things that I've, like, you know, been incapable to swallow.
There's some,
this is just very, very not. Like, good. It's nothing. It's just, it's nothing there.
Yeah.
But okay, a 2. Don't recommend.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tag us, The Daily Crave.
Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, subscribe and follow us on Instagram at snacks4tsd. That's snacks, S-N-A-C-K-S, 4, like the number 4, T-S-D.